Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. The European Commission is set to outline its future defence strategy today, including details on joint armament projects. The goal is to strengthen defences against Russia as quickly as possible. According to the news agency DPA, plans include building a coordinated air defence system across Europe. Yesterday, NATO and EU defence ministers, including Luxembourg's Ulrike Backers, agreed to bolster coordination on air and drone defence in response to Russian incursions. Moving to Luxembourg, and the hunting season in Luxembourg's woods and fields begin on Saturday, a period that authorities warn brings an increased risk of wildlife-related traffic accidents. With the season lasting until the end of January, wild animals are more likely to dart unexpectedly onto roadways. Drivers are urged to reduce their speed and remain vigilant, particularly when driving along forest edges and fields. Luxembourg's CFL has launched its first coupled Caradia train, creating a 164-metre-long unit with 668 seats, double the capacity of a single train. 14 of the 34 new trains are already in service, with full deployment expected by the end of 2026. Around 62,000 drivers in Luxembourg still hold old pink paper driving licences, which must be replaced by January 2033. The EU will only recognise the modern plastic card format from that date. While the paper licences remain valid until the deadline, drivers are encouraged to exchange them now through the National Road Traffic Authority, the SNCA. In international news, Israel's defence minister has threatened to resume fighting if Hamas does not honour the terms of a US-backed ceasefire that halted the war in Gaza. The statement from Defence Minister Israel Katz's office came after Hamas handed over the remains of two more deceased hostages and said it would be unable to retrieve any more bodies from the ruins of Gaza without specialised equipment. Israel is holding official state commemoration ceremonies marking the second anniversary of the October 7th attacks today, which saw Hamas-led gunmen kill around 1,200 people and take 251 hostages. The date has been set to avoid the many Jewish festivals in the beginning of October and was designated as the official day of commemoration last year. And heavy rains from Storm Alice continue to batter parts of Spain, causing severe flooding in Catalonia that has trapped people in cars, forced evacuations and led to a state of emergency in several areas. While no fatalities have been reported, at least 18 people have been injured by the severe weather. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and it's the second day in the Women's Champions League phase today. Among the matches, Atletico Madrid play against Manchester United, Bayern Munich play against Juventus, Paris Saint-Germain take on Real Madrid, and Benfica are playing Arsenal. And the round of 16 in the Luxembourg Basketball Cup kicked off yesterday with a major upset. Defending champion Esch was eliminated, losing 67-84 to Etzella Ettelbruck at home. In the derby, Amical Steinsel defeated Residence Valfadange 84-71. Meanwhile, T71 Dulange, Sparta Bertrange, Arantia La Rochette and Mambra Mama all advanced to the quarterfinals.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
We have a grey and overcast day, but at least the dry weather is due to take us through to the end of the week. Temperature-wise, we're looking at around 12 degrees by midday and only rising to a high of 14 degrees in the afternoon.